Christmas Eve on Phoenix FM.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:26, and I'm joined in the studio by Charlotte Nile, who's from the Cranwell House Skin Clinic and MediSpa. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've also got here as well, we've got Karen Ridgers.
Hello.
Who is one of your clients.
She is indeed, and a friend.
Right, we just go back to you, Charlotte. What's your role at the company?
Right, my role is clinic director, but I'm very much hands-on, so I'm very much on the clinic floor treating clients, and I suppose I spend about a day a week in my office.
Yeah.
But I have obviously lots of help with actually running the day-to-day side of the business, because I like to be obviously spending my time with clients.
Yeah.
Treating, because obviously that is my forte.
So what treatments do you do? Because if you have a look at the website, which is all the www.cranwellhouse.co.uk,
yes.
You've got a great website, but you're actually going to be redoing the website. But there's so many things that you do there.
Yes, there are. There's lots of things sort of under the one roof.
Yeah.
But our speciality is skin health.
Yep.
That's my passion. We have a team of specialists that are very much like myself. They're trained by myself, and we all very much specialise in skin health and trying to improve a skin condition for somebody.
Yeah.
My background years ago was beauty therapy. So when I set up the clinic, I wanted it to be specialist in skin care.
Yeah.
But because of my background, I also wanted to be able to offer those therapies. So we also have somebody that's dedicated to doing the beauty therapy as well.
Yeah. Now, so you do have, I must admit, you've got this for radio, probably not the best, but you do have lovely skin.
Thank you.
Very, very good skin.
I suppose I've got to.
Yeah, but you've got beautiful skin. Yeah. You've got really lovely glow to your skin as well.
Thank you.
I'm looking at you. I'm just staring at you now. I look like a maniac. I must have wanted to, if people are not aware, I was having a look on the website, and I do have melia, which is, a lot of people don't probably, if you've got the little white bumps that are on your face, you can get them on around your sort of side of your eyes, your cheeks, and on your eyes. They're a nightmare. Do not attempt to remove them yourself.
No.
Which I have tried with a needle. So how do you get them out?
Yeah, they are a nightmare,
as
you say.
Why do they appear?
Well, basically, they're really common around the eyes and the cheeks. And like you say, they form in little white lumps.
Yeah.
They can be quite hard white lumps as well. But they form really from, if there's sort of excess oil and sebum under the skin, they can form like a blemish or a spot that can be formed into milia.
Yeah.
However, you can't, it's very hard, like you said, to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And manually doing it, sort of, you know, trying to extract it yourself, you're going to cause more damage really to the skin.
Yeah.
So basically, we just break the skin with a sterile needle and just extract the milia. We're obviously using gloves, and we just, you know, literally just use a technique to extract the milia. If they don't come, sometimes they don't always come out on the first session, so we just give it a couple of sessions. Some milia that isn't on the surface, it's more embedded under the skin.
Yeah.
We then recommend more of a medical peel to really peel the skin to obviously bring them out, and that's quite effective. I've treated quite a few different people.
And you also do blue light therapy if people have got breakouts.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, blue light is very effective for acne combined with other acne treatments. Blue light is actually antibacterial.
Yeah.
And it basically kills the bacteria in the skin cell that causes the acne.
Yeah.
So it's very effective.
What are the treatments at the moment that you're seeing a rise in people coming in to ask for? What are the sort of favourites at the moment?
Yeah, it's kind of the result-driven treatments now. People still like and enjoy the relaxing side of it, but people want results now. Probably our most popular treatment is something called the Hydrafacial, which is a serum-based dermabrasion treatment, which actually is fantastic because it combines everything. It combines exfoliation, it combines extraction, vacuum suction to extract from under the surface. It's plumping the skin with antioxidants and hydrating ingredients, and we combine that with light therapy as well. So it really is one of our most popular treatments. The results are really, really good.
Things you obviously go to clinic what do you enjoy and what have you had done?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, going back to the HydraFacial, because I we're good friends, Charlotte and I. I've known her for many years, and she's absolutely an inspiration. She's fantastic at what she does. And I've had the pleasure of organising a few journalists to go in and try different treatments as well. And I just remember going back to the HydraFacial when a journalist said to me, who's a top beauty journalist, said, you know what, I've had hundreds of facials over the years, and this has been by far the very best facial I have ever had. And that's always stuck in my mind, to get a testimonial like that. Yeah, I've been going to Cranwell House. I've tried different places over the years, and I've said to Charlotte, you know, setting aside that we're friends and we do work together as well from time to time, the people in there are so friendly, so knowledgeable, so professional. You can walk in and have a chat with them. They're there to help you. You know, I've had some horror stories of people that you just think, do they really care? Are they paying attention? Are they listening to me? You know, I remember having a manicure years ago, and you know, when you used to have the French manicure, it was white at the bottom. This was like a wibbly wobbly line on each finger, and I was so embarrassed. Wear I didn't gloves. Know what to say. I know. And she was really rude, and I never went back. It was awful. So I've experienced some different things, but at Cranwell House, they are so friendly. They're just the most loveliest people who really are there to help and are very kind and very professional about what they do.
I think the thing is with also going somewhere like that is you have your hairdresser and you will go to the same hairdresser for years, and if you find somebody that does the beauty therapy massage, whether it's Botox or anything, then you stay there because you don't go anywhere else. Once you're with somebody and you're happy, you don't tend to change, because women are like that. You don't once you're happy somewhere. Now one thing I would really really love to get done, I am going to save up for the summer to get it done, because I say it every year, is laser hair removal. Now I know you've got a special on at the moment, and you look at all these Hollywood stars and you go, how do they get, like, they lift their arms up, and I'm forever shaving. I've tried waxing, was not very, I think I tried myself and that was like a terrible mistake. But you do, so laser hair, how does it work? I know the hair grows in cycles, you have to have a course, but you basically end up hair free under the arms or anywhere.
Yeah, so it's permanent hair reduction. So basically, obviously the light energy is being absorbed into the melanin of your skin, and it's basically heating up the hair follicle to a certain temperature to obviously kill off the hair follicle and effectively burn out the hair follicle to prevent regrowth. You need a series of treatments with hair removal because, like you said, you've got the different stages of hair growth. You're not going to get every single hair follicle in one go. So that's why you need a series of treatments to be able to get those follicles, you know, all at the different stages.
And is it quite, it's not painful, what do you sort of feel when it's...
Ours is painless. It's fantastic, and it's the first, it was the first world's only painless laser hair removal system. So it's very comfortable, actually. Clients describe as like a hot stone massage, because all you feel is a warmth. No electric shock, no prickly sensation. So it's really comfortable and obviously really effective. Best time of the year is actually now, because you have to have those series of treatments and people are thinking, you know, they want to be hair free for spring, summer. Now is the best time to be treated. And not only that, you have to be a little bit cautious going in and out of the sun when you're having laser treatments.
But it would be great just to have, like, you, this summer, if you started now, like, or even on your legs. And the thing is, even though you can buy those things at home, they normally feel like somebody's flicked an elastic band at your certain parts of your body. And you sometimes, if your eyesight, my eyesight, I have to wear glasses, so you can't actually see every hair you're going for.
No.
Which is why you need, you know, and obviously if it's pain-free, that's great. Now, you've got Dr. Jones.
Who is
from Harley Street, who is one of the British Association of Cosmetic Doctors. Now, you do have a lot of these Botox parties, which always makes me worry when you've got somebody, oh, come around, we're having a Botox party. I'm like, no, thank you. You need to be obviously a doctor to carry out with Botox. It's such, I mean, you know, because you are altering in a way people's faces. You can hit nerves and all sorts of things, and you do see these horror stories and things.
Definitely.
With Botox, what sort of I mean, I've seen some people who've had Botox have had it done very, very well, because you can't actually tell. When you get the frozen forehead and it's gone all shiny, that's a bad look. So how does Dr. Jones, when he's looking at a patient that might have come in with maybe, you know, might be slightly wrinkled around the eyes or the forehead, how does he go about sort of or if he thinks I don't need it.
No, that's it. He's like, you've just going back to what you've just said about salons that have people come in and perform Botox and these Botox parties. Really, it's no good for places like ourselves that are trying to do it properly. And we would only work with a professional doctor as well.
Yeah.
He is fantastic. He's very knowledgeable in what he does. He's actually a trainer as well, so he's quite well known. But with Botox and with him, how he works is, you know, he's very, very subtle.
Mm.
You know, it's something you gradually build up. And if he thinks you don't need it, or you're somebody that's perhaps become a little bit addicted to it, and he thinks you don't need it, he will turn you away.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously his reputation as well, and he's a professional doctor.
Yeah.
But he's very, very subtle. So, like you've just said, it's when you've had a treatment, you know, by him, whether it's Botox or fillers, people will say to you, you look well.
Yeah.
They won't say to you, oh, you know, what have you had done?
Yeah.
They'll think you look well, because it's just creating that very subtle effect.
Yeah.
That you look better. And I think with any kind of anti-aging treatments that we perform as well, and, you know, in consultations I'm discussing with clients all the time, because we're seeing clients from 50 plus as well, it's about looking well for your age.
Yeah.
It's not trying to reverse too much time, because you're going to, you know, look worse than,
yeah,
you know, what you should be. But it's about having that glow and just looking good for your age.
Young people, I mean, if you see somebody about 15, they have that kind of glow to their skin.
Yes.
Once that's gone, you can get it back in a way, but you will never be that age again.
Yeah.
But my mum is, she's 84. She's got very good skin.
Yes.
I said to her, if you had a little bit of a nip in the tongue, she'd be even better, mum. She was like, no, I can't be doing that. But she's always looked after her skin, and it does make a difference having that base, you know, that you look after your skin. And so you shouldn't be a dirty smoker, which I always say.
No.
And don't drink too much alcohol, because people, and also sunbeds. No.
It's one of the worst things
that you can do. And I see young girls even now, you can tell it's not a fake tan. It's the one that, and you just think you're 20. By the time you get to 40, your skin is going to be hanging halfway
off.
It's
so worrying, actually, because I see clients even in their 70s and how bad their skin is with regard to pigment and, you know, broken veins, and even sort of damage on the skin in terms of damaged freckles or moles. And they've said, you know, they wish that they were more educated and knew what they knew now.
Yeah.
And I think it is about educating the youngsters as well. Sunbeds is one of my pet hates. You know, it really is the damaging effects on the skin and skin cancer.
Yeah.
You know, people don't take it seriously enough. It really is dangerous.
You do homeopathy as well?
We do a bit of homeopathy. We started doing it, and we do work with a homeopath. So he's not regularly based at the clinic, but we do work with him. So if we have anybody that's interested in homeopathy, then obviously we do. He will come in and see clients. So.
I was going to say, what next treatment are you going to be having?
Oh, for me, gosh, I don't know. Well, I really enjoyed trying the brand new laser that Charlotte has got.
Yeah.
And I think another thing that, well, going back to the laser as well, is that Charlotte really researches, and she's quite groundbreaking, because she often has technologies that you will not find anywhere else in the whole of Essex.
Yeah.
And probably not around that much in the whole of the UK. So Charlotte has a brand new laser, and I tried it, didn't I?
I tried it, and
it's good for me to try it as well when I'm talking to people, because people say lasers and you think, oh my gosh, you know, laser, it's going to burn, it's going to be painful, and it isn't at all. Maybe the new laser, which perhaps Charlotte can fill us on a little bit more about, because the benefits of that is quite incredible.
We launched it in November last year, and like Karen said, I'm always kind of researching into the next technology, and it really was the next thing for us to do. There was sort of a gap and demand for the type of treatments that we're now offering with this new system. So we're now offering IPL laser skin rejuvenation and skin tightening with the system as well.
Is that when you do, I've heard of something called Frexel, which was out a few years ago, which I think was, it kind of, does it take the, because it sort of burns the skin, I'm not saying your one does, but it burns the skin and the skin retracts and the collagen pumps up. Is that kind of how, or is that different?
It's not a Frexel laser.
Yeah.
So the treatments that we offer are pigmented lesions, thread veins, broken capillaries, redness, rosacea.
Yeah.
So basically the skin is absorbing that light energy, which is actually breaking down any lesions in the skin, so any brown, red areas, any imperfections.
Yep.
And then we also have another applicator with the laser system, which is for skin tightening.
Yeah.
So it's giving you sort of that laser facelift. It's basically heating up your skin to a certain temperature so that you get collagen contraction.
Yeah.
So it's shortening and tightening all of your collagen fibers, and at the same time it's actually getting rid of old collagen fibers, so you get that fantastic lift. And again, we're trying to get that collagen back to how it should be in a young skin. So the results are incredible. Even after one, you see a good lift in the skin, and overall with the skin tone and condition, you know, there's a lot of rejuvenation. So, you know, you really do, again, going back to look well for your age.
Yeah. That's another thing. Yeah. I'm looking at you now. You haven't got any discoloration on your face. That's what I'm not. And it's not immediate, because I'm looking because you've got good skin. But as you were saying about that, I can see, you know, with me, I've got like little red bits on me. Do you know you get red around the side of your nose? Yeah. Or, and you thought, what's happening? And you've got a red vein and little patches on you. And you don't notice because you put your foundation on, which then starts to get thicker and thicker. And, and you can see you just don't have any of it.
Well, it's the sun. And the elements as well that are a big thing. I don't put my face in the sun.
No.
When I do go away, obviously I'm wearing a high factor. The redness and rosacea and capillaries can worsen in elements like, you know, cold wind conditions.
Yeah.
So I would just, you know, my advice would be to make sure you're using a good sunscreen every day of the year, because it's not, and any doctor, any skin doctor or dermatologist will tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the sun's not out, you still need that skin protection. And UVA rays are present everywhere.
Yeah.
From your, I was just looking up at your lighting.
Oh God.
Your lighting's emitting UVA rays.
Yeah.
And the UVA rays are your aging rays, so they can penetrate in and destroy your collagen and your elastin. So a lot of sun protectors now contain that UVA and UVB protection, so even if you're indoors, you need to be wearing it. It's emitted from computer screens, televisions.
Oh God, I'm surrounded. So, I'm aging as we speak.
Yes,
oh
exactly.
Gosh, I didn't know that.
We are all aging.
What new technology is coming out in the next that you're sort of looking at, thinking, oh, that's real? Do you look out to America? Is that where you get a lot more of the ideas that are coming through? Have you seen something?
Yeah,
going,
well, kind of do work with a consultant that I use that has helped me since I've set up the clinic at Cranwell House. And he's always speaking to him about the next things that are coming out. I go to different shows.
Yeah.
So yes, I mean, the device that we use at the moment is worldwide. So it's not just obviously British. Mm. It's obviously British distributors, but it's a worldwide machine. So the next thing I think that I'd quite like to look into is something for the body.
Yeah.
There's this Vaser Lipo is quite popular, so looking into to those sort of treatments.
It's not when you actually doesn't poke a hole in the skin. Is that sort of from the outside in and breaks down the fat?
It's just sort of laser treatments.
Yeah.
You'd actually need sort of a doctor or surgeon to be doing those kind of treatments, really.
Yeah.
But there's lots in the pipeline. My aim at the moment is just to get our new laser really going. It's very popular at the moment. And then obviously progress the business to the next level. Just keep progressing, just keep building on it. So yeah.
And if you want to find out more, it's cranwellhouse.co.uk is the website. You're based down at Ingatestone, 102 the High Street, and obviously you do sports therapy there as well. You've got your massage, you've got all your treatments like your Botox, your fillers. You do so much there.
Yes.
And also, don't forget, you've got Dr. Jones. Do you know what? When I thought I was it's the Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Dr.
Jones.
Yeah,
I just imagined him with a hat on, going, "Are you ready for your Botox?" Yes, I am.
Yeah.
If people want to get in contact, where do they need to ring?
Well, it's on the website, but we've got a contact telephone number. Did you want me to give that now?
Yeah,
which is 01277 350539. Contact, you know, we've got a really friendly booking team. They will be able to advise you on any kind of treatment as well, which is good. I think when sometimes when you call up a reception, they don't always can give you the answers to, you know, all of the treatments that are offered, but they're obviously trained, can give you general advice as well. And we offer free consultations, so do pop by. You know, if you've got any kind of skin condition, any kind of question, you know, you can always pop in for a free consultation.
Lovely. Well, it's lovely to see you. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you as well.
Lovely, Kerry, to meet you. Thank
and
you.
Charlotte,
yes,
and
Charlotte. Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Don't forget, it's all the W's, cranmorehouse.co.uk, and it's 01277 350539. And as Charlotte said, you give them a call and they'll be able to go through all the different treatments available and get the hair removal. Do it now, then you won't have any hair. You'll be getting your legs out. It's the toes. That's the bit that worries me. I paint my toes, actually. One, I'm one of those girls, I can paint my right foot lovely. The second foot, I have to wear some sort of shroud on it. I can't do my left foot. And then I look down and you go out and you'd be surprised how many women go out and you look at their toes like, oh, they've missed and they've got about four or five. But I'm always looking at people's black hairs on their feet.
You
may laugh, but I've seen people glamorous and still but getting lasered.
We do a lot of men, actually. Yeah. Sort of feet and toes and backs and,
Oh, yes, because you've got the shoulders and stuff, haven't you?
Not women.
Not me, I haven't got hairy shoulders. I'm saying the wrong thing.
You mentioned your armpits a few times. I must just say, I reckon you should do an outside broadcast. We will be lasering your armpits while you're live on air.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that'd
be nice. Can we do that? We're going to book you up now, Michelle. There's no turning back. We are going to laser your armpits at Cranwell House while you're live on air.
It makes it sound like I've got some terrible sort of 4 foot long hairs growing out my arms, like sweeping onto the floor. Yeah, that'll be a nice challenge for me. I'll take that up. Good. That'd be fantastic. Thank you. Right, 11:48. We're going to carry on a bit of music. I'll be back with some ads after this. Here's Alexandra Burke with Stopping Without You. Don't make me start without you.